Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
Hi, Ryan. My name is Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. I do appreciate that. So, Ryan, I know you were speaking with Tara, my mapping coordinator, and she does a great job of kind of going over the basics of the program. But did you have any questions aside from the price?
No. So she explained to me that when you pull up home inspections on the map and you have those pre-selected businesses that show up right underneath the map, and she said my business would be in that list. So then it's just basically the consumer, whoever wants to pick it, picks it. If I get picked by somebody, I get picked by somebody, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right. So, I mean, but the thing about it is, Ryan, you know, 90% of the people that are calling businesses on Google are only going to people on the first page, right? They're not going
right.
to the
and
second
I
page.
Too. I do that, too. When I do a Google search, I click the first one or two, three things, and I'm not looking at other pages of Google, you know? I do
right.
the same thing, so I get it.
Right, right. So, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that there are dead bodies on the fifth page, so nobody's going there. So,
<That's great>.
I'm just kidding. But,
no, you're probably right, though.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. But, yeah, so that's the thing. It's we know 90% of revenue goes into those businesses. So, you know, it's like you can make a Google business profile, right, but that's not going to say where you're going to be listed on Google. And with, you know, the mounds and mounds of people that are on Google, you have to have a search engine optimization company that's constantly working to keep your company there on that first page. So that's kind of where okay. we come into play. So
okay.
is this something that you've ever kind of looked into doing before or?
They call that what? Is it search optimization? Is that basically what this is?
Yeah, search engine optimization, SEO. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. All right. So yeah, I've heard about it. I just never really dove into it yet. Like I told Tara that I had to take a break from my business and put it aside for a while. And I'm transitioning out of the military. I'm retiring, so that's pretty much reason why. And I want to get the thing up and running and go full force at it.
Okay.
I just haven't had time to do all that, you know, to really get every little thing done. It seems like the list is in constantly increasing, and I'm just trying to knock one thing off a day, you know. So
right. Well, thank you for your service. What branch of the military were you in?
Appreciate that. Air Force. 22 years, 8 months.
Wow, that's so awesome. My uncle was in the Air Force, and you know, he constantly is talking about how those were the best days of his life. You know, so
you know they are. I mean, they really are. So, and I'm just trying to make better ones now, you know?
Yeah. He used to fly those big, huge, like, they're like tanker ships, but like in the air. I don't know what they're called.
I fix those. My job was an aircraft mechanic.
Oh, okay. That's so cool. Oh, if I ever joined the military, I would have joined the Air Force. It just wasn't my calling, but I definitely would have joined the Air Force.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard an Army guy or a Navy guy or a Marine say they wish to join the Air Force, you and I wouldn't be talking right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Air Force is really where it's at. You know, it's definitely.
It is, really.
Yeah. It seems like the best job opportunities, probably the best pay,
yeah.
But you know,
yeah.
Getting the best education. I mean, I don't know. I think the Air Force is phenomenal. That's why I would have joined if I had gone to the military for sure. And then my grandpa was in the Navy, but he always wanted to be in a submarine. That was like his dream, to be in submarines. So,
you know, my grandfather was in the Navy too, and he got, his ship got blown up. He was floating in the sea for 4 days. And when he told me that story, that's when I was like, yeah, I'm not going to go in the Navy.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible. But he like actually in war, like in one of the wars or?
It was Korean War, and he couldn't sleep. He's down in his bunk, and so he got up and went up on the top deck to have a cigarette and a coffee, and a torpedo came and hit the side of the ship exactly in his bunk room where he and his guys are sleeping and killed everybody in there, and next thing he knows, he's floating at sea, and he was there for 3 days until people came and picked him up.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
wow.
Pretty crazy,
that's
right?
So crazy. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a good thing he made it out. Otherwise, you wouldn't be around, right?
Right, exactly. We wouldn't be talking.
Yeah. A couple of reasons we wouldn't be talking already. Yeah. If only another universe, right? But
I'm
anyway.
Not bad talking to you. You've been great so far, so don't take it that way.
No, I'm not. I'm just totally kidding. I'm sorry. I'm a jokester, so, you know, I
no,
like to
me
play.
Too.
So,
trust me, me too.
Well, so Ryan, you know, definitely the great thing is you can actually qualify too for a veteran's discount for that as well. So, you know, but the major benefit is it would be an exclusive listing. Like, you know, there's that just that limited amount of space on the first page of Google. So we can only work with one business per industry per area to maximize our client's exposure and phone calls going directly to the client. So, you know, first off, do you have a Facebook business profile?
Not yet. I know I need to start one. I have an Instagram one, but it's nothing really. It's just a picture of me and a heading, but it's nothing really. I don't know if I should do it, you know? Do I need Facebook? Are people searching on Facebook for home inspectors? Because everything that I know, people, they go straight to Google for everything.
Well, it's profitable. It definitely can be. But the only reason I ask is because we do have two different packages that I'm really thinking, you know, especially since you're just getting started again, you know, and you can always add on or, you know, take off at whatever point. But the two packages that I'm really thinking are going to be our Platinum and our Pro package. So the Platinum package is going to be the Google local optimization set up there for that spotlight position on the map section of Google. It is going to be Facebook ads, as well as initial content creation on Bing. We do submit your company with up to 60 directory listings like Yahoo, Yelp, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, and then exposure that covers mobile devices, including iPhones, Android, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa. So the Pro package is all of that, just not the Facebook ads. So the difference in pricing, though, is going to be the Platinum package is going to be $299 month-to-month, and then the Pro package is $199 month to month. Now, because you are – normally there's a $99 setup fee, but because you are a veteran, I am able to waive that. So it would be either just the $299 or the $199.
And that's your bottom line?
Yeah. The other package would be our Premier Platinum package, but that's actually going to be more expensive. So that's going to be for the Google Ads. And that one is $449. But, like I said, I know you're just getting started again, so I really wanted to get you kind of in at the either, you know, the smaller one or the medium one to start.
Right.
So, you know, and
my kind of thing is right now, if I can get one inspection out of this ad, that would pay for the monthly subscription. So that is good.
Yeah.
But you kind of get to the point, I'm realizing this, where you kind of get nickel and dimed by all these services, and it's $29 here, it's $49 a month here, it's $199 a month here, it's, you know, it's $13 a month here, and then all that stuff adds up, you know, and I'm just like, geez.
Right. Well,
so that's kind of where I'm at, like.
Well, both of these packages are a flat fixed rate. They're not going to go up on you unless you want them to. So that would be that flat fixed rate. I mean, like I said, if you wanted to start with the Pro and then add Facebook ads later on, you can do that. If you wanted to start with the Platinum and then go and do Google ads later on, you can do that. I mean, it's just kind of like if you wanted to add, you can always take away. You can do any one of those things. So, I mean, you have the ability to control whatever goes on with your package. But whatever package you do start with, it'll just be that flat fix rate. It's not going to go up on you.
Okay, and there's no yearly service fee or anything like that?
No, like a gym membership. Somebody else just asked me that just today.
Another company I was talking to did that. So you had your monthly thing, and then every year they charge you another $50 or $100 for just having a membership. And I was like, okay, that does make sense. So,
no. That's funny.
What else I can ask you? And no cancellation fees?
No, so it is a 2-month verbal agreement. That's just a verbal agreement. That doesn't mean that there's a contract or you're paying 2 months up front. And if you did want to cancel at any time, which I know you won't, you would just need to let customer support know at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay, and how is this all managed? Is this managed through an app you guys have, or how is it managed?
So the beauty of the program, Ryan, is it does come with a complete customized tracking and reporting system. So it's called your reporting dashboard. And that's where you'll be able to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. So in addition to this, we can also track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. And if you want to add keywords, run promotions, or change any of your content, you can do that with the assistance of your account management team. But it's not an app. It's just it's like a site, like a URL. So you'd be able to go to the URL.
From the site.
Yeah, gotcha. Uh-huh.
Do I have to have a website for this? I didn't have a website yet.
So a website is something that I can actually throw into the package at no additional charge. So the package,
really?
The websites we do are 100% Google compliant. They're optimized, managed, maintained. If you don't have pictures of your work, we can add stock photos. But if you do, then, you know, we can add a real picture of your work. You know, make it so customers can pay you, contact you, and leave reviews straight from your website.
So with Angie's Leads too, with them, and I have access to like a profile that I set up online through them. And one of their blocks too is pictures of my work. And I'm like, well, my work typically is finding defects in people's houses. You know,
so, yeah.
Do people care to see that? Or do they just want to see a house?
I honestly, what I would think is just a house. Honestly, that's what I would really think. Yeah. It's just adding pictures of houses and nice areas. I mean, and you live in a very beautiful area, so I'm sure there's tons of beautiful houses.
Yeah, I can just walk down the street and take pictures.
Yeah, I mean, you could. Definitely. I actually used to live up there in Santa Rosa, which I'm not exactly too sure where Dixon is, but I'm sure it's not far from there, right?
No, it's Santa Rosa is a little north of Napa, right? It's an hour and a half, depending on traffic, all that. I'm right. Do you know where Vacaville, Fairfield? Have you heard of that?
No, uh-uh.
I'm basically right in the middle of San Francisco and Sacramento on I-80, so right in the commute zone.
Okay.
So that's why I said I can go in either direction, right, as far as my service area. Like, I'm not really limited as far as, like, work and stuff like that, so.
Okay, definitely.
But yeah, it is beautiful here. It is beautiful. The cost of living sucks, but it is beautiful.
Yeah, the cost of living sucks anywhere in California. It really does.
it's horrendous. So.
I mean, I'm in Orange County, and there's like studios here that are $2,000 studios. I mean,
yeah, crazy, right?
I remember back in the day when San Francisco used to be, like, the only place that was that expensive. You know, it was like you couldn't get anything less than $2,000 in San Francisco. But now everywhere is that expensive. You know, it's just absolutely insane.
You're going to pay way more than that, and you can spread your arms out and touch both walls.
Yeah. I mean, my dad sold his condo in South Orange County, which is a pretty expensive area, and he sold it for like $160,000 maybe 10 years ago, and it's now like $400,000. And you're touching the people next to you. Like, it's the backyard is so tiny. It is so tiny. Literally, you can touch the other house next to you. Like, I mean, it's just so crazy. And then I tell people that I know on the East Coast, I'm like, yeah, my dad's condo is like $400,000. And they're like, what? Oh my God, you know what you could get for $400,000 out here? You could get like a mansion, basically. I'm like,
that'd
be nice.
A lot of my friends live in Texas and Florida, and I'm looking at the prices of houses in their area, and I'm blown away. Like, I could live on the river for what my house is worth, you know, if I moved to Texas or Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just crazy.
It is. It's getting, and you know, and we're taxed for walking down the street, basically. I mean, really.
Or crooked sidewalk.
Yeah. So we're taxed. You're even taxed to leave California now. Like, I mean, you know, we're going to keep you here and tax you, and then tax you if you want to leave. If you're going to go anywhere, we're going to tax you. And if you do anything to get out of the taxes, then you're not allowed back here. That's pretty much how it works.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I was born and raised here, so, I mean, I've watched it change and get just more and more expensive as I've gotten older, and I don't know, you know, see, and I was just talking to somebody about this recently. Like, I can do with the high expenses on on gas and food and all of that, you know, that's fine. You know, you want to make those things expensive, whatever. You know, that's not a big deal. But I just wish that we could have affordable housing. I mean, it's just affordable housing is just really, you know, I think such a big
right.
deal. But I don't know, you're a right. home inspector,
right.
so I don't know if that's good for you or bad for you to have affordable housing.
Yeah. Well, it gives me more work, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Well, this
more houses
like,
selling means more work for me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that I my dad actually just sold his house and had to deal with the whole home inspector thing. It was pretty extensive. Like he was there for like 6 hours. It was a long time.
Yeah, I mean, if they're thorough. I mean, I've had when I had my house inspected here before I bought this 10 years ago, the guy was in and out here in like 20-30 minutes. And now that I'm in this profession, I'm like, how the guy he didn't do shit. Like what? Like he didn't look at anything.
Yeah, no. That's, I feel like maybe there's more stuff that's been added, though, now, right? To what home
well,
inspectors
just,
have to do.
There's just so much liability. If you don't want to get called up in 6 months because the person you inspected's house is leaking and you didn't check that area and you didn't document what you saw, then, yeah, you're liable, you know. So there's so much liability right now with that, with this career path, and the insurance is so high because of that.
So
that the inspection I got 10 years ago would not fly today, absolutely.
I mean, I could see that for sure. It definitely seems like there's more that goes. I know there was something else that he was telling me that they had added on to it, but I can't even remember what it was. So anyways, so what do you think of all of that so far, Ryan?
Yeah. Anyways, I would like to pick your brain a little more about the website process.
Sure.
Just more detail on it. What do I have to provide? You said it's covered in the contract.
Yeah, the package. Yeah.
And is there any other fee that I might get that I might incur because of that, like design fees or things like that or whatever? I don't know. Whatever you know, let me know.
Oh, okay, so this is what I can say. I'll go ahead and text you a pitch. So I'm going to text you an example of a website, okay? Now, obviously yours will look a little different because this is somebody who's a customer of ours and they're a landscaper. So they've been with us for 4 years, and they're on the first page here. So I just sent that. So this is an example of what comes with the package. Now, in the client interview, they might ask you if you want to do something that's a custom website. And a custom website, it is a little bit more expensive. It has like more pages and stuff like that. And, you know, it's custom, right? You know, so there's a lot more that goes into it. But this is the one that would come with the package. So it would be, I mean, I think it's a great website, you know, what it already comes with. You know, it's to the point. It's organized.
Right.
You know, it's Google compliant. You can leave reviews to any of the directory listings. You know, it has your information. You'd be able to contact you. We actually did add a new feature recently where people can pay you through the website as well with the one that comes with the package. And so, yeah, the custom website, the one that they would offer you in the client interview, it just would be like this only, like, you know, 5 pages and a bunch more stuff. And, you know, but I personally would be, if I had a company, I would be really happy with this, you know.
No, that I'm a pretty plain and simple kind of guy. Like, I want it straight to the point. Like, I don't like searching through people's endless web pages that all loop back to the same damn page and there's a bunch of different links on it. Ridiculous.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's how I am, for sure. I mean, you know, and typically most people, all they really want to know when they go to a website is, you know, what you do, that you look like a business, that, you know, you have things that they can see, and, you know, that's really what people are looking for in a website, right?
Thanks. Oh, you're good. Appreciate it.
You want to see it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Jesse, hang on 2 seconds.
Sure, no problem.
Oh, yeah, man, it looks normal.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day. All right, sorry, I'm back. I had a solar guy come over to my house last week to measure my roof, and he instead of using his other ladder to get up to my upper part of the roof, he used my gutters to pull himself up, and he damaged all my gutters.
Oh,
so
no.
The roofing company had to come replace my gutters.
Oh, did the solar people pay for it?
Yep. They were like,
okay,
they said, no problem. Said, I'm sorry that happened. We normally don't operate like that. And we'll have a company come look at your house today. And boom.
Oh.
Quick, easy. Yeah.
That's good they paid for it.
Crazy.
He didn't have his own ladder? Like, what? That's so wild.
Well, he had a ladder, but he had the other ladder still on top of his truck, and he didn't bring it up with him. So instead of just doing what he should have done, his company has to pay for the bill.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's so great having solar. I have solar where I live. It's just way better to do. It's so much cheaper.
Oh, my God, I need it. Like, my PG&E bills right now are $400 a month, and I am so tired of it. I can't do it.
Yeah, no, it's so worth it to do solar, for sure. I mean, that was the one thing that I've been seeing recently. The two things that have gone up the most with inflation are energy and gas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and mm-hmm. people across the U.S. are paying, like, double and triple in their energy costs. You know, so solar is, you know, that's the way to go. Get solar, for sure.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, good. But, okay. Back on track. We get sidetracked a lot here.
Yeah, no, I like it though. It's always nice to have a good conversation. I appreciate it, Ryan.
No problem. All right. So the website looks good. I like it. And you said that's included with the pro package. I think let's do the pro package.
Okay. Okay.
Let's do it.
We'll go ahead and do that then. Ryan, I just, I just need your first name, middle initial. Do you have a middle initial?
A for Alan.
Okay, and then your last name?
First name's Ryan. Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R.
Okay, and then what's the best email for you?
Should I give you my business email or do you want my personal email?
Well, you check your business email, right?
Yep.
Okay, I would just say it's probably better to go with the business email because that'll be what's listed on your Google business profile. So
okay, good. So I'm having issues with Angie's Leads, that same issue. Like they for some reason can't get my personal email off there and they can't put my business one on there. It's a fiasco right now. So
All
right. My business email is
QAHI okay.
.LLC
okay.
@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And the best phone number for you is going to be this one always, right?
Yep.
Okay.
You got the 7563?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yep.
Yes, mm-hmm. I sure do. And then what is going to be your address?
Now, I have a virtual address, but I don't really necessarily want my personal address on the website, but I have a virtual address for, like, mail and things like that.
Okay. What does that mean, a virtual
address? So what do you
recommend?
It's an address in Sacramento that is basically any type of mail I get, it gets digitally processed and emailed to me.
That's
it's basically
so interesting.
Like a P.O. box. Yeah. I was recommended that by another instructor because he said you don't want people showing up at your personal house. Even though you're running your business out of your house, you don't want people showing up at your house just for whatever reason. And I guess it kind of makes sense. I mean, so,
well,
I mean, I don't really care either way.
Well, we can keep your your address hidden, but I guess if it's in Sacramento, I mean, it might be kind of a good thing if you want, I guess it depends. Where do you want to be doing more of your work? Do you want to be doing more of it in Dixon or do you want to be doing more of it in Sacramento?
Well, Dixon's a small town and Sacramento is a very large town. So
right.
Sacramento would be preferable, you know?
Okay.
But like I said, I'm willing to drive 70 miles one way to a job, you know, at this point. So just until things get going, and then I can scale back my search radius.
Well, I mean, I would say if you could, I would say do it in Sacramento. Okay, so the address, though, it's an actual, like, address, right? It's not like a P.O. box, correct? It doesn't say P.O. box?
It's, my address is 3400 Cottage Way, Suite G2, number 6751. So, yeah, that would be, like, there's probably somebody in that suite that handles my mail and digitally processes it to me. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. So and just as long as it's not a P.O. box, because Google doesn't allow P.O. boxes. So
no, it's not a P.O. box. Nope.
But if it's an actual address, let me try to put it in. So you said it's 3400 Cottage Way.
Cottage Way. Cottage.
Oh, Cottage. Cottage.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. I have it here. And it's 95825, right?
Yep.
Sweet G2.
And my my number there is Sweet G2 number 6751.
Okay.
But yeah, that's okay. My business address. I know it's kind of weird, but it's just shielding my personal residence from just the masses, you know.
Right, right. No, so yeah, so we, like I said again, if it was your personal address, we wouldn't have to list it. But it's also, this is where you're going to get the PIN verification. So they'll be able to, you know, if you have it in Sacramento, then you'll be getting the jobs in Sacramento. So it would just be more of a matter of where do you want to do the work? I mean, do you want to do it closer to home or do you want to do it in Sacramento?
Well, I want as much business as possible, so Sacramento would be preferable at this point, yeah.
Okay, then, yeah, we'll go ahead and do that. And
so, if somebody's in Dixon and they type in home inspection on Google, then I'll be kind of out of that search bubble, basically? If that's in Sacramento?
Yes. So that would be the one thing about it. So it's first off, this is kind of like when people understand kind of how online marketing works, it's not so much that more is better, it's that specific is better, right? So typically, you know, like if I'm in, let's just say Dixon, I see a business and they're located in Sacramento, I'm probably not going to call them, you know, because I'm going to see other businesses that are listed in Dixon and I'm going to want to call them instead because I don't really want to be waiting an hour for somebody to drive out to me. Right. Do you kind of see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, that's why if, you know, you're in Dixon and you want more work in Sacramento, then it would be better to list the company there if you have that ability, you know, then that's definitely the best way to do it. Because otherwise if you
live
in Dixon.
Yeah, I'm looking at the area code now and it's in the heart of Sacramento. So I think I'll just keep it that way for now until I get
okay.
more established.
Okay. I mean, just as long as you can receive mail there, then, you know, that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and then what are going to be your hours of operation?
7 a.m. till 10 p.m. That's contact hours.
Okay.
But hours of operation are normal daytime hours, daylight hours. So.
Okay, and then is that going to be Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
That's Monday through Sunday.
Okay, perfect. And I don't know if it's really required for your industry or if it happens, but would you do emergency calls if necessary?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Would you charge extra for those?
What's that? Charge extra?
Yeah.
No, not right now.
Okay. And then, what forms of payment do you take? Cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, all the above?
Online payments. I don't have a reader yet, so just, you know, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, cash, check.
Okay. And then, it's not required for Google, and I'm sure you do, but just do you have proof of licensing?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
There's no license requirement in California for this profession, which is very odd since California is strict with everything else. But I have school certifications, insurance proof, and business license.
Okay, perfect. And then the best form of way to contact you is going to be phone, text, email, all the above.
Yep, everything.
Okay, and then go ahead and let's just give me a couple of keywords that of things. I mean, obviously, I know you do home inspections, but is there anything else kind of that you offer with that or?
Yeah, so type in pre-listing inspection.
Okay.
Pre-sale inspection. You type in pre-purchase inspection. Home inspection, home listing inspection. 11-month warranty inspection. You can type in pool and spa certified, pool and spa inspection, infrared inspection.
Okay.
There's a bunch, but I'm kind of drawing a blank right now.
No, it's okay. This is a good start. So you'll have more of the things that you'll be able to go more in depth with the client interview that we'll set up, and that's when they're really going to get all the keywords, all of the things, whatever type of URL you'll want, any of that. So this is just kind of the basics right now, so to get it a head start for them. So then, Ryan, let's see here. So for the card you're going to be using, is it going to be a business card or a personal card?
It would be a personal card.
Okay. And one second. And so is the address that you're going to use, or the billing address, I'm assuming, is different, right?
Yeah, it would be my personal address, yep.
Okay, hold on one second. Okay, and then what is that address?
It's 1350 Preston Place, Dixon, D-I-X-O-N, California, 95620.
All right. And then
I got
so
another
is it,
keyword.
Sure.
Sorry, go ahead. I interrupted.
No, what is it?
You can type in InterNACHI, that's I N N A C H I, InterNACHI member.
Okay.
And you can type in A H I T graduate.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Perfect. I got it. And so then, right, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are. Just go ahead and say it 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you, okay?
Okay. 4741.
4741.
I'm sorry. Nope, that's incorrect. I'm sorry.
Okay.
4147.
4147. Okay.
Yep. 4002.
4002.
8720.
8720.
6096.
6096. Okay. And then what is the expiration?
825.
Okay. And then the 3-digit code on the back.
617.
Okay, perfect. So the next thing I'm going to do is go ahead and read what's called our voice verification. Now, this is just, Ryan, because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So we're also going to send you everything in writing with the written invoice. So, Ryan, as I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions or you don't understand what I'm saying or anything like that, just go ahead and, you know, say, hey, Jesse, I don't get that, and I'll rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay.
So here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Quality Assurance Home Inspections.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Ryan Kramer, owner.
Please, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So, Ryan, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay, explain that one.
You won't need to, but if for some reason you do any other online marketing, just let us know.
Okay, so you already know I have Angie Leads.
Yeah, I do know that. But if you do anything else, just let us know. So
yes, I'll let you know.
Okay, so your payment for the initial account setup, for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of April 14th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $199. This will be a recurring payment.
April 18th.
Yeah, April 18th. Is that not what I said?
You said 14th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at it and thinking tax day. It's tax day. Okay, so anyways, so it will be $199. This will be a recurring payment. When the 2 month term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 18th of each month in the amount of $199. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So Ryan, do you agree do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. So the next thing we're going to do is I'm going to set up your client interview. So let me see what I have available here. Hold on 1 second. So I have tomorrow from 7 to 8. Is that a little too early?
I have an appointment with, I'm doing the same basically appointment tomorrow with Angie Leeds at 8.
Okay.
So. I mean, yeah, 7 to 8 works. No.
Okay.
Works.
Okay, that works. Okay.
You guys, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. So, it'll be from 7 to 8. But it won't take an hour. So we just allow that time slot in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. It looks like there's 2 other appointments at that time, so they might be finishing up with someone and then call you like 7:20, something like that. You know, but the whole appointment will take about 20 to 30 minutes. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the next thing I need from you is you can go ahead and put me on speakerphone. You should have received a couple of text messages just now.
Local Splash, welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call blah blah blah. Okay, yep. I got one. I got the one you sent me earlier about the website.
You didn't get one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
It's just a Local Splash, welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us at this number, Monday through Friday, and then your Local Splash support email.
Okay, I'm going to send you this one again. Let me know when you got it. The one coming in should say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It says it was sent, but if not, then I'll just send you the link. So at least tell me when you got that.
Let me.
Are you there? Ryan? Ryan? Hello? Hello?